Russell Huck Willis has been riding snowmobiles for 4 decades now and collecting them for nearly that long. Now he's opened an antique snowmobile museum in Hopedale. Willis says the pursuit of old machines accelerated when his family became aware of the Antique Snowmobile Club of America.
But we was kind of collecting sleds on our own. We didn't know other people did that, but we was doing it, you know.
Why?
Just the passion we had, just to have something different, you know.
Some people do buttons, some people do coins, some people do sets of china. Why snowmobiles? What trips your trigger about them?
Well, I guess back in about 78, some farmers out south of town give my oldest boy a snowmobile. I never thought much about it. About 76 is the first time I ever seen one. Went past our house in the country. Then I thought, well, why would anybody want to be out there riding a snowmobile and working out in that cold when it wouldn't be for me? But once he got that sled, it just made winters fun. To put it bluntly, it just made winters more fun.
It started from one sled, and what happened?
Well, then we all got a better sled. That was our goal, to get one, you know, that you could depend on. So we rode it, or East got one and rode them. And then we started going up north with my oldest son's father-in-law. They was going up to Tomahawk, Wisconsin, and we got to doing that.
I would expect maybe a snowmobile museum in Minnesota or northern Wisconsin or northern Michigan, but central Illinois doesn't have quite as much snow.
No, it wasn't the snow, I guess. Of course, back when we started in the late 70s, we had a lot of snow. When we got sleds, you could just leave them out behind the house and just go riding anytime you wanted to there for 2 or 3 months, you know. Well, then when the 80s come, it just tapered off and tapered off. So then it just occasional snow, and if it snowed, you better go riding because the next day it'd be melted, you know. But we just had a passion. And it's something. It's a different world out there. You're out there, and you can just kind of tool around the timbers, you know, and see wildlife. And a lot of people think snowmobiling is just all racing and fast and dangerous, but it's not, you know. It don't have to be. Do it sensible, and it's fun.
Obviously, it makes noise. I would think the wildlife would be kind of skittish about that.
No, not really. Because I can go out on a tractor, and there'll be deer out at my house, and they'll look up at you, but they're not scared of you. Now, if you chased after them, yeah, they would go, but they're not real skittish when, you know, you're just humming along.
How often do you go out now?
Whenever we get a good snow, which is not too often, but this last winter was a little better.
How many do you have here?
We got close to 150, if not a little over.
And how old are the oldest, and how new are the newest, and what are the different types?
The oldest sled I have here would be a Model T, a 1923 Model T Touring with tracks and skis on it. The newest, and then I got two Eliassons. One of them is a 1941, and the other is a 1954, or 53, I can't remember which, but 53, I think.
Well, that Model T idea really did just sort of explode my idea here. I thought they didn't come in until the 60s or 70s.
Well, the Model T was made, Henry Ford didn't do it. He just made the Model T, but there was a guy by the name of Virgil White in Ossipee, New Hampshire, that he made a kit, made a second axle and skis. And in 1913, I guess they had like 40 inches of snow out there and nobody was moving anywhere. And here he come, tickety-tick, tickety-tick, across the top of the snow. So he's the one that started the Model T era of snowmobiling.
How did the different eras develop? I mean, you're obviously kind of a scholar of snowmobiles at this point, so take us through these historical periods, would you?
Well, I guess first was the Model Ts, and then everybody was trying to make a way to get around the snow, you know. And one guy that started Skidoo, which is Bombardier, he had a son that died from appendicitis because he couldn't get him to the hospital. So he's a big thing in making snow travel. Well, then there was the family of Eliassons, I guess it's called up north, but They're from Saner, Wisconsin, and he's made his first snowmobile. It was a toboggan with a motor on it. It was like a Johnson outboard motor, and he used a fourth of a Model T radiator to cool it, and then he had a track down through the middle of a toboggan, and that was in 1924, his first one. Now, he had a club foot. He liked to go hunting, so that's kind of the reason he developed it. It's because he wanted to go hunting, you know, with his friends. Well, then he just kept making them bigger, and until about 53, then I guess their patents run out, and that's when Polaris went and copied some of their designs, and they made their first one in 54, 55. Polaris is a factory that's still going today.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. We're talking with Russell Huck Willis about the Snowmobile Museum in Hopedale, Illinois. They're having a Snowmobile Club of America summer meet in Hopedale this weekend, July 12th and 13th. What happened after that? I mean, now it's been motorized, gasoline motor, and now there are probably some electrics out there. What's the latest wrinkle in snowmobiles?
Well, I think they started out four-stroke engines, just like you would see on a lawnmower. Kohler was the big producer of motors. And then a few Wisconsins, few Briggs, not too many Briggs. And there was some Clintons that went on them. And then by the next big rollover was they went to two-stroke motors because they were lighter and they could produce more power. So then they started two-stroke era. And then after that, they went into a liquid-cooled era where they would cool them with water, like car radiator. And then they got where there's fuel injected. Then they went back to four-strokes, some of them, but it's kind of dying out again now. There's less emission in a four-stroke than a two-stroke. But now they've got them down so refined that they're outdoing the four-strokes.
So what's next, do you think?
Well, I suppose there will be a diesel, and I guess maybe they're working on battery. I've heard tell of it, but I don't know for sure.
So what's your favorite kind?
For a newer sled, it would be an Arctic or a Polaris, but for an older sled, I like some of the Arctic Cats best.
Why for the Arctic Cats?
What? Oh, I don't know. You just win more on them. When we see our Snowmobile Club of America, we have a summer meet and we have a winter meet. And in the wintertime, we contest them. I mean, you don't go fast, but if you beat somebody, it don't matter. If you're going 10 miles an hour or if you're going 100, you know, it's the same adrenaline pull if you're beating them.
Let's walk a little bit, and you can tell me about one or two of these things.
Okay.
So, for instance, this one looks, it's a Polaris.
It's a K95, but it's got an M on the serial number, so that meant it was military. It's somewhere or another, the government had bought it, or, you know, had it for probably Alaska or someplace.
It's fairly big,
yeah.
So it's meant
it's probably a medium-sized sled of that era. I got one. We usually ride on a 100-mile ride. We go in 3 days. We go on a 100-mile loop in the wintertime up in Nobbinway, Michigan, and a lot of fun.
So you still ride quite a bit then?
Well, I try to, yeah.
Okay. Well, I got two boys.
They go with me a lot.
What else do you want to show me here?
This here one here, that's the biggest sled Polaris ever made. That's a K24. That's got a 24-horse Kohler motor on it.
It's got a cab, actually.
Yeah, it's got a cab. And the cab probably was an accessory at one time. But it was made for pulling. That thing will pull probably 2 or 3 ton, you know.
So for supplies or what?
Oh, they use the farmers use them for hauling hay to the cattle out west, or they use some of them in the logging industry to get around. And mainly, I suppose, most people bought them were linemen, electric companies, when they had to go through, you know, their wires went through rough ground and couldn't get a vehicle through there. So,
how many different business applications have there been? You mentioned farming and ranching and electric linemen and the government work with supply and with the national monuments, but who else would use a snowmobile?
Well, ski hills used them. They groomed ski trails with them, or, you know, they'd climb a mountain with them bigger ones with them. That's got like a 30-inch track, so it would, you know, pull the groomers. And I don't know, I suppose anybody that had to be out in the wilderness or whatever would use them.
Okay. So. Russell Huck Willis is a retired masonry contractor and a snowmobile collector. The Antique Snowmobile Club of America Summer Meet will be at the Willis Snowmobile Museum today and tomorrow in Hopedale, Illinois.